When, for the first few weeks, the only evidence of pregnancy I had was the memory of my doctor's voice on the phone and a plastic stick that I had peed on, it was hard to know what to do with myself. Freshly pregnant, but also fresh from the sadness of losing a pregnancy, I found myself asking the same question over and over. Now what? Try as I might, after learning that a microscopic proto-person was growing inside me, I wasn't able to just go about living my life as usual. I had a hard time simply being pregnant, and I felt compelled to do it properly. I knew that I wanted to do everything I could to keep myself and my baby healthy, learn about the risks involved, prepare for the physical changes to come, and try to stay positive and hopeful. I knew I should also do my best to make the most of the time my husband and I had left as a family of two. Sometimes birth choices are not about perfection or fears, but just the way we happen to be living, wrote Randi Hutter Epstein in her Cultural History of Childbirth, Get Me Out. I think the same is true for the choices we make throughout pregnancy. The way we happen to be living right now is marked by an overwhelming amount of information, as well as an astonishing number of ways to get that information. It can add up to a lot of mental noise. Yes, we get facts and guidelines from our doctors, midwives, and nurses, but we only see these care providers every few weeks, and typically for less than 30 minutes per visit. There's a lot more time and questions, big and small, that make up the daily experience of pregnancy. And so, increasingly, we turn to websites, books, online forums, and social media. There is no shortage of pregnancy advice out there, and all of it can be summoned to our screens in a matter of seconds. Quick searches on common topics such as contractions, early pregnancy symptoms, and birth options yield pages of answers from a seemingly infinite variety of websites, including WebMD, Healthline, Mother Rising, The Bump, Baby Center, Baby Center UK, in case you want to see what moms in other countries are told, What to Expect, Parenting, Giving Birth with Confidence, Momtastic, Babbel, New York Magazine's The Cut, American Pregnancy Association, Medicine Net, Fit Pregnancy, Cafe Mom, The Mayo Clinic, Women's Health, Planned Parenthood, Mama Natural, Huffington Post, and the National Institutes of Health. These resources represent a mix of medical organizations, personal blogs, health and lifestyle magazines, scientific research, feminist publications, healthcare providers, news organizations, and government institutions. They each serve a particular agenda, but it's hard to tell whose exactly. The authors of these articles, lists, and summaries, if they are even listed, don't always link to sources, so it's hard to trace where the facts are actually coming from. In a mere 10 minutes of scrolling through my Facebook feed, these articles all showed up as suggested or sponsored posts, or as content from websites that several of my friends had liked. 6 strange things your body will do while breastfeeding. What I wish I'd known before giving birth. 4 things about pregnancy one mother and yoga teacher learned the hard way. 8 crucial things men need to know about pregnancy. 23 underrated parenting products that actually work. 7 co-sleeping myths that are actually true. Every article we click on through Facebook and Twitter, every Google query we type in, and every Instagram post we like triggers algorithms, so the information and images we see are constantly being custom-fitted to our interests and our fears.